single whip. Sit back 100% into the rear leg. As you do, the hands fall. Palm down, so that the arms are extended in front of you about armpit height, sort of as if you're pushing yourself away from a wall. Now turn the waist to the left, as far north as possible. Let the right foot pivot on the heel so that the right toes come around and you feel extremely pigeon-toed. The arms don't move, but continue coming straight ahead out of the shoulders. Keep the shoulders aligned with the hips. Let the movement come from turning the hips, not from moving the upper body. Be very careful to have both feet absolutely flat on the ground. Beware of weight shifting to the outside edge of the left foot. The weight is 100% on the left. The body is turned as far to the left as possible without twisting. Now shift 100% into the right leg, turning the waist rightwards to the east, as far as possible without twisting. The feet have not moved. The left arm drops with the weight shift, then bends at the elbow to come palm up by the right hip. At the same time, the right draws into the chest, elbow bending, right hand drawing in to the hook. The body is now turned to the right hook hand hanging down in front of the right chest, the left hand palm up by the right hip, underneath the hook. Sort of as if you're holding a tea bag by the string and catching the drippings in the left hand. Both feet absolutely flat on the ground. Beware of riding on the outside edge of the rear foot. Beware of riding to the outside edge of the right foot. The weight is 100% on the right, the body turned as far as possible to the right. Start turning the waist left to the north. As you do, the right hook arm uncoils out to the right to the northeast corner. Lift the left heel somewhat so that the left foot pivots with the waist turn on the toes. Lift the left heel somewhat so that the left foot pivots on the toes as the waist turns. You're now facing north, weight 100% on the right. The left arm has not moved. The right has uncoiled out to the corner. Step the left heel weightlessly, shoulder width to the left, toes pointing directly west. Be sure that your step is shoulder width, as we're going to go into a 70-30 left. Start shifting the weight into the left. The left hand starts to rise toward the right armpit. Now turn the waist, moving the left arm across the chest, palm facing in, until the left hand is facing the left armpit. The weight should now be more forward than back. The hips are pointing to the northwest corner. Now turn the waist left so that the hips are square to the west. Allow the right foot to pivot on the heel with the waist turn so that the right toes are pointing toward the northeast corner. As the waist turns, rotate the left hand so that the palm faces toward the west, so that the palm faces forward to the west. As the waist turns, rotate the left hand so that the palm faces forward to the west. Let the right arm trail behind a bit so it extends a bit east of north, a bit behind you. Keep the shoulders relaxed and heavy. Let the right elbow be heavy and hanging, the right wrist relaxed so that the elbow and wrist are on a line coming straight out of the shoulder. The hook hangs down, wrist bent, all four fingers touching the thumb, hand as relaxed as possible. Wrist bent, all four fingers touching the thumb, hand as relaxed as possible. You're in a 70-30 left facing west. Microphone test at 3:15:09. Shifting to the right. I'm now to my right of the microphone. Now I'm coming in front of the microphone. Now I'm to the left of the microphone. I'm speaking fairly low and I'm about 6 inches away, speaking directly in right now. The oscilloscope and the sound recorder does not appear to show any clipping.